Welcome everyone to episode 45 of Personalities at Carey, your very own WB Carey MBA podcast. We are talking today with Megan Dolly. Megan is one of our younger colleagues who comes to us from Utah. Megan is concentrating in marketing and business analytics. She interned at Becton Dickinson here in Tempe. Let's get right into our conversation with Megan Dolly. All right, we are at episode 45 of Personalities at Carey, and today we have with us Megan Dole. Is that right? I always get the last name wrong, so I just want to make sure I'm saying it right.
It's Dolly.
Dolly? Close,
yes.
Is that okay? I thought it was similar to the juice company or yep. The banana company.
I get a lot of variations. Okay.
All right. Today I learned something new. That's good. All right, so let's get started with your background. What brings you to school and what have you been doing before that?
Sure. Yeah, so my background, I come from a nonprofit background. So I got my undergraduate degree from the University of Utah in global health and Spanish. And then I worked for about 2 years at a Utah nonprofit doing some communications director work as well as new program development. And then I decided that I really wanted to dive more into data and data analytics. And I also really loved marketing and wanted to learn more about that. So I decided to pursue my MBA. And very serendipitously, ASU, I found out, was offering a very substantial scholarship, which was great coming from a nonprofit background to be able to have an opportunity to learn about business. Mm-hmm. And so now here I am, and I'm looking at going into product management or brand management positions post-MBA.
Okay. Did you try any other schools for other scholarships or anything, or did you just focus on WPC?
I kind of knew that ASU and WP Carey was where I wanted to be, especially after looking more into the types of people that they were pulling into their program, so specifically the class above us. I LinkedIn stalked a lot of them and learned more about their backgrounds and how diverse the class was. And I was really drawn into the fact that they were creating a really unique community here. And it was something that I really, really wanted to be a part of. I did also end up applying to the University of Utah. But it was kind of like they just called me and wanted me to apply and they waived the application fee. So it wasn't really something that I was seriously pursuing, but I decided why not. But really, I knew that this is where I wanted to be.
And now that you've made it here, how has the experience been?
Good. It's been, oh my gosh, it's so crazy to think about where I was a year and a half ago. Completely different person, honestly. I still think a lot about kind of my background and how much I love bringing in that more humanities and global health aspect into how I think about things and think about problems. But I also love now the skills that I have learned being in the MBA and being involved in business, that's really going to help impact myself and hopefully those around me moving forward. Mm-hmm. So from a personal aspect, it's been amazing. From a community aspect, equally amazing, if not even more. My expectations were certainly met and surpassed by the people that I was able to meet here, both in my class and now in the above class and then the below class who's also come in. So it's been really great.
And now that you've moved from Utah, do you get to go back and meet your family? Is that, since it's the neighboring state, I think you'd be able to do it more frequently than others probably.
I wish. it's a little complicated because I have two little dogs that it's hard to find care for sometimes. So I don't get a visit back home, Utah, that much. So my father's in Utah. My mother's actually in Palm Springs, which is only about 4 hours away. So I visit her a little more often, but usually I'll try to go out to Utah once or twice a year. So I'm heading back there in a couple weeks for New Year's.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So do you take your dogs with you this time?
I will take them, yes. I just adopted a Chihuahua, so we'll see how he does in the snow. He gets cold.
So apart from this, the people you talked about in the classes above and below and us, do you have anything else that kind of stood out to you in the MBA, in the clubs, the career services, events?
Yeah. That's a good question. I would say definitely events and clubs. I mean, they are abundant. And being more of an introverted type and someone who kind of finds comfort in diving into the academics. I think the MBA really is about embracing both the academic and social aspect and professional aspect. So that has been a challenge for me, but something that I've really been trying to embrace and trying to take care of myself, but also involve myself in those activities because it's made the experience a lot better and made it easier for me to develop those relationships that are important in an MBA. So I definitely say, yeah, like the social and the professional events were new to me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you came in with the idea that you're going to do marketing, right? And did you stick to it? And did you add on a concentration after looking at all these great concentrations that we have?
Yeah, so it's pretty, I came in with the idea that I was going to do both marketing and business analytics, okay. And I've pretty much stuck with that. I thought a little bit about supply chain and marketing for a little bit, but realized that, kind of my interests and talents probably lended itself more to diving in the data analytics space. So I just stayed true to that.
Okay. And then with the classes you've taken so far, have you got a favorite one you want to recommend other people to take?
Sure. Actually, yeah. And then now that you say that, I do realize I have kind of dabbled a little bit in finance. So I've taken a few different finance classes and I'm in the Student Investment Management Fund, where we're managing about $800,000 of endowment. So there's 8 people on the team. So that's been really fun too. It's kind of like a business analytics and finance focus. Classes I would recommend taking would definitely be valuation. So I think it's Finance 520. Simonson has taught it for us and he said he's leaving, but I'm pretty sure he's still here.
He's still here. Yeah. He's taking it this year as well.
So. He's great. I love that class. A couple of my marketing classes were particularly helpful during my internship as well. So, I've been really impressed with that so far as well.
Okay. Any particular ones, marketing?
Well, it just depends on what your internship project is, I think. So mine was market research focused. Okay. So my market research class with Doug Olson was definitely helpful in giving me a nice background, for what to expect.
Okay. And with the internship you mentioned, can you tell us how you went about getting that internship?
Yeah, I would love to. So I accepted fairly early, I would say. And so my internship was with Becton Dickinson, which is a medical device company. And it wasn't an industry that I was targeting, wouldn't have ever thought that I would end up in that industry. But again, serendipitously, I think it definitely fell in line with my background, which is global health and public health. So kind of being in that space actually makes sense, I think. But they recruited on campus. So basically, they invited a lot of the marketing students who had that concentration picked in WPC Connector, one of those platforms, and invited them to interview. So I accepted. I really loved the people that I interviewed with. They were super personable. And now being in the company, so I'm still working there about 15 hours a week. I mean, it's true and true. They're very authentic people. And so I think that's really what helped me connect with them as well. But basically, it was that one interview on campus. And then they invited me for final rounds at their office, which is just down the street in Tempe. And there were about 4 or 5 interviews that day. And then they got back really quick. It was only like a few days later that they got back with an offer. So it's about beginning of Q2 that I accepted. So I got to kind of fly free for a little while and not have to worry about recruiting for the rest of the year, which was nice.
I'm sure a lot of people are probably jealous of you. Not having to worry.
I mean, it's a trade-off, yeah. but it worked out.
Yeah, and what was your particular role and maybe what project you worked on over the summer and if that's continuing now?
Yeah, so the role, the title is marketing intern. But really what marketing means there is product management. So all of the marketers are product managers, the ones with MBAs, and or even some of them don't have MBAs if you just have enough experience. So essentially you're managing a product. So for example, the product that I worked on was an implantable port. Mm-hmm. So this is a device that's usually surgically implanted under the skin, usually on the chest. And it's most commonly placed in order to deliver chemotherapy to the heart without damaging your veins. It's used for any intravenous medication, but most commonly chemotherapy. So product managers are essentially involved with kind of managing all of the other stakeholders involved. So they work with supply chain and finance and the international teams to manage both the downstream and upstream of that product. So upstream would be new products in development. So working really closely with the engineers to put more things into the development pipeline, as well as managing downstream of products that are already commercialized. And that includes a lot of close work with both sales and supply chain to manage all of that. So it was a great experience. They really treated me like another employee. And they gave me a lot of autonomy, and I think expected a lot too, but really trusted me to do well, which I think was important. There was no micromanagement whatsoever, which is great from an internship perspective and definitely made me want to stay there. And so I've continued to work there since then. I'm now working on a different product with a different experience, which is also nice.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Mm-hmm. So you would recommend other people to look into this company?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a really big company. Becton Dickinson is one of the largest medical device companies. So definitely. And I really enjoyed specifically this business unit in Tempe. They're actually building a new building near Tempe Town Lake in the Arts Center. So they're going to probably be hiring. I mean, I know that they're hiring a lot right now, too, but it's going to be a nice building over there.
So when you do get time after your studies and your internship that's going on, what do you do in your free time? Any hobbies you have?
Yes, I love to paint. I also love photography, graphic design, so all of these fun creative things. I still work for the nonprofit that I was a part of after my undergrad. And so I do graphic design for them. So that's really fun. A lot of photography. So I have my own photography business as well. So working on that in my free time. And then, yeah, dabbling in watercolor and acrylic painting as well. So I was hanging out with my dogs, of course.
So much you do. It's not really free time then. It's like you're actually working.
I have goals. I learn. Okay. Yeah, it's fun. It's relaxing for me. But it's all definitely revolving around learning something new at the same time.
Okay. Do you happen to watch movies?
Yeah, not so much. Netflix, yes. I've just started watching a lot of The Office. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm a late cover because I haven't even seen all of them yet. But yeah, I love like just comedy shows that are kind of mind-numbing sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So do you like to binge watch or do you watch them over time?
Totally binge watch. Oh my gosh, I'm the worst. Yeah. I can't, like, I have to be careful what seasons I start because I will be gone for a few days and that's all I'll do.
So do you have a favorite movie and then a favorite TV show?
Ooh, my favorite TV show is definitely It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I'm obsessed. I've probably watched all of them like 7 or 8 times. Movie? I don't know. I don't watch movies as often. I like documentaries sometimes. Yeah, I don't really have a favorite movie that I can think of.
What about documentary? Something you want to recommend people should watch?
Oh gosh. Now I'm on the spot. One that I want to watch, but I still haven't watched, is The Bleeding Edge, because it's about medical device. So I've heard a lot of people recommend that to me, and it's relevant to me. Ooh, there's another one. I think it's called Dirty Money. It's like a documentary series on Netflix. Mm-hmm. That one's been really fascinating, too.
What's that about?
Like, there was one episode that I watched about the pharmaceutical industry and kind of how they were trying to, these hedge funds were trying to drive growth by price, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of volume. And I mean, there's some famous cases that a lot of people probably know of, but then there were some other smaller ones they were highlighting as well that were interesting. So I think, yeah, like being in business and then also like this new world that I'm a part of with healthcare is interesting to watch some documentaries about that and see mistakes that have been made, I guess.
Okay. Coming to music you like, is there a favorite genre or a favorite artist?
I have a very eclectic music taste, I would say. It just depends. I'll say my dirty, or my secret pleasure, if you will, is like emo screamo music. So sometimes I just need to listen to that. I like indie and electronic and some of the more calm music as well, some rap. But yeah, just depends what I'm in the mood of. I'd say majority of what I listen to is probably like indie and electronic.
Mm-hmm. Any favorite artists you want to people should discover? Ooh.
I love the Japanese House. The Japanese House is really good. The 1975, Pale Waves, so kind of all in that same genre. I think the Japanese House is one of my favorite bands.
Okay.
They're really nice.
And do you get time to read? Do you have any books that you want to recommend?
Oh my gosh, I've been buying so many books on Amazon. Like, I think it's wishful thinking that I want to read all these books, but I haven't had the chance to yet. I just bought, I think it's called Driving Digital Strategy by Sunil Gupta. So I'm hoping to read that. I've been really interested in digital strategy lately. I also bought a lot of watercolor books to teach me how to watercolor. Yeah, I haven't read any. Oh, another one is, I think it's called Swipe to Unlock. And that's another one that I bought with respect to digital strategy. So I kind of like enhancing what I'm learning, but also curating what I want to read on those topics. So those are two books that I've recently purchased, making my way through.
One of the advice is that, you know, you should give people when they join the MBA is that put everything on hold. If you're like doing something that needs a lot of your time at a stretch, you shouldn't be doing it during the MBA.
It's true. I mean, you have to find little bursts of time where you can indulge, but by and large, that's true.
Mm-hmm. For me, it's been like video games that come out. I'm like, I'm gonna play this game someday, but not now. So I should just buy it and keep it.
You're like your stash of like, yeah, this is what I'm gonna do.
And then later, it's gonna be like, there's too many games. I can't play all of them. So it's gonna go to waste.
That's so funny.
Do you play video games?
Yeah. So I have an Xbox, but I only have one game really. Well, there's like Fortnite on there, and I play a little bit of that, but not great. ESO, so Elder Scrolls Online, okay. Another guilty pleasure. Those role-playing games. Yeah, but I haven't played it in a while. And sometimes those games get boring. You're like, okay, what's the actual goal here?
Yeah. Sometimes like you can just jump in after a few months and then they've changed a lot of stuff in there. Then it's like, oh, it's a little interesting, but every day is the same thing.
Yep, that's true. Boring. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have a favorite person in history you'd like to go have coffee with?
Wow, that's an interesting question. Oh. Hmm. If I think of, like, my childhood heroes, like Jane Goodall.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. I loved watching, like, National Geographic and Discovery. So she would be interesting, especially from a psychology, but also animal and just humanitarian aspect. I would be interested in meeting her. Yeah.
It'd be nice, yeah. I've seen her documentaries and never thought of like actually seeing her in person, what she could share that's more than what's in their documentaries, but it would be nice to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you have any pet peeves?
Pet peeves. Let me think about that one. Yeah. I know I do, but what are they, is the question. Or what do I want to share? I know. I like it when people are authentic. And I think when I can tell that someone's not being authentic, that really bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
And similarly, like if we're talking about in a professional setting or a teamwork setting, if someone commits to doing something, then I expect them to follow through with that. So I think it's a pet peeve, again, on the authenticity aspect, for people to not just be authentic and be upfront about what they can or can't do. I think that plays into communication as well. Okay. So
what are your plans after graduation? Have you already taken up an offer? Or are there some companies you want to target, any locations in the US? And then what kind of roles are you looking for?
Sure, yeah. So I'm still working at BD. I love it there. Definitely considering pursuing a full-time offer there. I really love the team that I'm on and the people that are surrounding me there. So that's something I'm considering. It's also product management, which is what I want to be in. So on that note, In the short amount of time that I have, I'm still exploring other opportunities. So possibly in the consumer products industry with brand management or other product management positions, perhaps in medical device. So we'll see kind of where those might lead. But it's always difficult, I think, because I'm benchmarking everything from the opportunity that I might have at BD. So that holds a pretty high standard, I would say. But it's nice to still kind of have the time to maybe explore some other things and consider if there's another part of the U.S. even that I might want to be in. So brand management and product management are the functions that I'm pursuing, and CPG and med device are the industries.
Mm-hmm. And about 10 years hence, where do you see yourself? What kind of a position, or do you want to start your own business maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
I haven't given it a thought yet.
My parents are entrepreneurs, my mom and stepdad, my whole life. So I've grown up and seen the feast and famine that can come from that, and really the hard work that goes into being an entrepreneur. But I also think it's kind of a part of me too, mm-hmm. right, growing up in that. So it's a possibility. 10 years, I don't know. I mean, it depends where I am and how they facilitate that growth, but I certainly want to go as far as possible. I'm still pretty young, starting my career fairly young. But, you know, director, VP, SVP, maybe one day, that'd be cool. Maybe more than 10 years. but we'll see. Yeah, I'm definitely thirsty right now to be on a path of growth. So I'd like to see that facilitated wherever I am.
Okay. So we know last year you did some photo shoots for the students here. Is there anything else you're doing, organizing something for the school? You want to take a couple of minutes and plug something that you're interested in organizing?
Sure, yeah. So I'm definitely planning on hosting another headshot session again. I'm hoping to involve a first year or two as well so that they can maybe carry on the tradition of bringing people together and giving them some really nice headshots with more personality. So that's coming probably next quarter, so I'll make sure everyone knows when that's coming. Audrey Arrington and I are also the second year leadership for the Strategic Marketing Association. So we have events once or twice a quarter. We have one on Friday for, we're going to do a site visit at GoDaddy, and we're having Morgan Stradling. She's a WP Carey alumna who's going to be hosting us. So that's going to be really fun. We might be having some sort of spring trek. Probably local in the spring, and our first year leadership team is really heading up that. So that's Megan, Husek, and Luis. So we're excited for that too.
Okay. And how would you like your peers to remember you once you're done with your MBA?
Oh, I don't know. I hope I've been nice to everyone. I just want them to think of me fondly and hopefully as a hard worker, but also someone who is compassionate and really cares about them, because that is really how I feel. I know sometimes it's hard for me to show that because I do get kind of caught up with the short-term things. But I think long-term, I mean, everyone here is going to be part of my life for the rest of my life. So I just want people to know that, hopefully.
And how should people who have not like met you yet get in touch with you? Where are you most active on social media?
Yeah, I'd say I'm pretty active on LinkedIn, Facebook as well. Those are probably the two places I'm most active. Well, yeah, but probably more LinkedIn, I'd say.
Okay.
So... yeah.
All right. That kind of brings us to the end of this podcast.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you.
Megan has a get-it-done attitude and a whole lot of drive. I'm sure a lot of opportunities will be knocking on her door, and she will do what's right for her. To our listeners, thank you for listening, and keep us in mind when you are on your winter break. Catch up on all the episodes we have released so far. We are on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple iTunes, and any other platform that you might be using. Thank you once again, and I'll see you in the next one.